Tony, I know it's only been one game, but what are the, some of the differences you see in the Eagles' secondary this year as opposed to last?
Well, it's really only been one regular season game, so you don't want to make any big long-term based assumptions based on that. I think everyone tries to do that, but they do some good things. You know, I think some ways schematically they're doing similar things last year, and then there's a few other things that it looks like they've added some new wrinkles that might be having a new defensive backs coach. I mean, some things that might be a little different.
Tony, what was your reaction the day you found out that DeMarco was flying to Philly to sign here?
Yeah, I mean, that's been well documented. I think I'm really now just focused on, you know, getting our team ready to play this week. And you know, I got a lot of work to do before I feel comfortable, you know, with the time I put in and what I'm going to do in the game when I see the looks and how it's going to go.
Tony, you hardly got hit that much the other night, and your offensive line obviously has played at a high level for a number of years. Could you talk about, as a quarterback, the comfort level you have when you play behind a line like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously last year was a big step. I think, you know, when you play, you know, for 3 or 4 years there, we really had to kind of come up with new ways to figure out how to get the ball, you know, to hold on to it. And I think that, you know, just having the ability to have guys hold up at the point and do a good job, you know, it allows me to trust them to do their job, and then it's just smoother on everybody. And I think, you know, that's a big deal.
Tony, what's it going to be like playing without Dez Bryant for the next several weeks?
I don't know. We'll see. You know, obviously you got to have things in place to help, you know, your football team with the ball, and then you're not going to be able to just plug someone in and, hey, there's another Dez Bryant. It doesn't happen. And, you know, you just got to – everyone's got to step up and be better.
Was it beneficial, Tony, almost, that Dez missed a good portion of the offseason work? That do you find that there was a comfort level without him to some extent?
Well, I don't think you're ever comfortable, you know, without him. He just makes he does so many good things. You know, he's the heartbeat of our team. He's emotional. He brings energy every day. You know, we're gonna miss that, and so we got to pick it up around him, and everyone's got to play a little bit better.
What's his influence on Terrence Williams?
Great. They're really close, you know, and they're both, you know, playing really good football, and it's been great to see them just evolve with each other, and you know, it's kind of just like a couple of brothers out there.
What's the highlight for you coming to Philadelphia?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think going out there and seeing how passionate everyone is, and that's what football is all about.
Hey, Tony, you haven't played against Kiko Alonso yet. When you watch film, and it's a small sample size, what do you see from him?
Yeah, he's a good player. You know, he's rangy. He gets the ball. He's got good instincts. You know, he puts himself in you know, good position to attack from different angles. I think you know, he's a guy you got to account for on their defense.
Tony, also, could you talk about the comfort level with you and Jason Witten again last week, coming up big for you guys? But just over the years, the way you guys have meshed together.
Yeah, Jason. You know, when he's on the field, he thinks about the game, you know, very similar to the way that I do. And then when you add in the fact that he's talented, you know, he's got size, I mean, it makes my life much easier to have a guy who runs great routes and, you know, just does it year in, year out. Impressive.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.